if the person you're praying for would respond to a gigantic light knocking him off his horse and voices around him speaking God himself directly into them, and you have faith to believe, you don't have anything to worry about. I know a situation where somebody had prayed for, and they just didn't believe in the spiritual stuff, and they were saved, but they really just didn't believe, and they kind of thought I was off track and different things, and I just kept praying for them, and they actually had a visitation to hell. Totally changed their mind about spiritual stuff. I mean, they came saying, hell is real. I said, bro, wow. Cindy, demons are real. I'm like, I know, I cast them out of people. Yeah, but I mean, they're real. I saw them, they're real. Boy, one little visitation to hell, and they believe what I was trying to tell them for 5 years, 6 years. What's the difference? Faith. Faith says, devil, you can't take them to hell because I'm not ever going to give up believing and praying for them, period. And I'm going to do everything God tells me to do, and I'm going to not do everything he tells me not to do. And I'm only going to see things in faith. I'm only going to see the yes answer. I'm only going to see it. And I'm only going to see, when my son was sick for all those years, I only see him healed. I only see him healed. I only see my sons married to godly women. I only see my grandchildren raised to know God. I always see John and I paying our bills. I always see the bills for this place paid. I see the Philippines impacted in a powerful way by the gospel of Jesus Christ from people at Beauty Frashes. I see it. I believe it. You can't tell me otherwise. Whoa. Ha. I see myself being healthy in my 80s. Unless he comes and gets us before then. I see it. I don't see myself old. I don't see myself fat. I don't see myself... I'm not saying delusion. I'm saying I'm going to stay healthy. Yes, you're going to get some wrinkles, especially if you go in the sun as much as I do. But I'm going to see myself through his word, through his promises, and I mean it. I'm not pretending to fix it. Why? Because I know him. I spend time with him. Do you know, the other night I was listening to worship music, and I didn't go to bed till 4 in the morning. Because I couldn't quit worshiping. And I finally, at 4 in the morning, said, this is crazy. You have to get up in the morning. So I turned off the thing and went to bed. Slept till 7. I was happy all day. I couldn't help it. If I heard them sing one more worship song, I was like, oh, one more song. Thank you, God. You're so awesome. Oh, another song. Oh, thank you, God. You're so great. You're so good. Oh. See, you can't really believe in faith if you don't walk with him, know him, hang out with him, and really love him. I know he's not going to let my kids go to hell, and I know he's not going to let my grandchildren go to hell whenever they come along, and I know he's going to take care of my sons, and they're going to have jobs, and they're going to do what God's called them to do for his purpose and his glory, not for mine and not me calling the shots and how it's going to happen. My son's in Hollywood, and he hasn't even seen anybody do drugs yet in 2 years. Yet, great part of yet. He doesn't ever have to see it. Everywhere he turns, they're Christian or strong Catholics or Jews. Very, very, living pretty moral lives. It's amazing. This is just amazing. It's like he's in a Holy Ghost bubble out there. And he's got a job, and he's working, which is... in the industry, right out of college. And he didn't go to a fancy school. And he didn't know anybody fancy. Yeah, he did. He knew someone so big. He knows someone who's the producer of everything. He knows someone who's already written the scripts. Well, aren't you worried about him out there? No. Because I pray for him every night, and I see God moving in him. Well, what if he might make a mistake? Everybody might make a mistake. That's between him and God. That's not my business. My business is to hold in faith the promises that God has given me. And if I'm spending my time letting my heart plot evil instead of thinking on truth, quit trying, get rid of your control, trying to figure out, how do I make them do this? How do I make them do that? That's evil. Do you understand? You taking the place of God in somebody's life is evil. You trying to make it all work is evil. You trying to figure it out, plot it, scheme it, figure out every little thing and move. It's evil. Get the teaching. What's the teaching about the script? Hand over the script. You're not the director. You're not the producer. And you're not even the writer. So hand it over. Let God get back. Not back. Give God his rightful place. A heart that plots evil plans. Really, like I show you this. Maybe you don't plot filthy, horrible, evil plans. Some of you do. Ask God to set you free from it. But any kind of plotting, any kind of conniving, any kind of manipulating, any of that. Even when I'm preaching, God's going deeper saying, you still got a little of this. You still got, I'm like, oh, get it out. Does that happen for anybody else or is that just me? Does it, when the Holy Spirit, does it kind of just go kind of deep? Do you just kind of feel kind of, you know, it's almost like a drill going down, going, like, oh man, what's that in there? That's okay. It feels so good when it's out. I'm reading this D.L. Moody book. I'm reading like 9 books right now, but this one. And one thing he says, I think he's one thing, he says, you can't be filled with the Holy Spirit until you're empty of everything else. So as he's emptying me, there's more place to be filled. It's just so true. That's why getting rid of this stuff is so important. You got people running all around thinking there are manifestations and signs and wonders and power, and they're so full of anything but God that there's no room for them to be full of God. What's pointing out is a mixture he wants to send them free from. All right, here's the big one I wanted to preach tonight. God hates. You ready for this? Do we hate what God hates? Do we really want to hate what he hates? We really have to, because when we don't, we agree with his enemy who wants to destroy us. God hates feet hurrying to run to mischief. Where's that big dictionary? Oh, I got it. Let me read what mischief is, because I don't know. I didn't really take the time to look it up. Sorry about that. We all kind of know what mischief is, but I always like this. I like this is this really old dictionary. Ooh, mischief. Ready? There's a couple. To hurt, to harm, to injure. To harm, to hurt, to injure. To damage. Evil, whether intended or not. The author of harm or injury. Annoyance. 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 Is mischief. Everybody's looking like, are you talking to me? Joy is like, me, moi? I think I just got convicted again. Darn, Jesus, thank you, amen. When you want to just annoy somebody. Oh, I just saw light bulbs going all across the place. It's like, well, I don't hurt anybody anymore. I don't harm anybody anymore. I don't injure anybody anymore. Some of you do, but most of us don't. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, annoy somebody? Like just to plain out annoy somebody. Okay, Lord, forgive us for annoying people. Set us free from it. Because let me tell you, whoa, if you want to annoy somebody, you have all mischief. You don't get to pick which parts of it. And then you can unintentionally harm somebody. You can unintentionally injure somebody. You can unintentionally hurt somebody because you did not think annoying people was wrong. I'm going to have to look up annoyance now too. Just so we know exactly what we're talking about. To be doing something which causes annoyance or harm to another. To make mischief is to start a quarrel, to falsely report anything as to one's reputation. Okay, you ready? To cause misunderstanding and confusion. To cause misunderstanding and confusion.